Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, friends. I'm dropping in to share a short episode with you today. I have been running around like crazy preparing for this week's Artist Mother Retreat, which is happening in Black Mountain, North Carolina, just outside of Asheville. There will be just short of 40 of us there coming together this weekend, and I absolutely can't wait for the magic that is going to take place. Honestly, I've never experienced anything like the power and presence of women artists gathering for the purpose of holding space together, of, you know, sharing about life, career building, motherhood, their personal journeys. My heart already feels really full, and the retreat hasn't even happened yet. I'm thinking I should have provided a small pack of tissues for everybody's swag bag, because there are sure to be some powerful moments and happy tears. Community-based retreats like the one that is happening this week in North Carolina are something just so special. They serve a specific purpose. They're about relationship building, about networking. They're about getting away and providing space for relaxation, connection. And definitely a big priority for me in planning the retreats is providing visibility for artists who often don't feel seen in their own lives or appreciated for what they do. You know, just the power of coming together with people who get it causes you to feel seen. It causes you to relax in that moment of, you get me. I get you. We already have this trust that's like there. I know so many of you couldn't join us for this year's retreat, and, you know, I'm not planning on this episode being something that makes you feel left out. Honestly, for some of you, I feel like a community-based retreat may not actually be what you're needing during this season. And I still wanted to share an episode about retreating in a way that was beneficial to you. And so this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to plan a personal retreat. A personal retreat is a little bit different from a community retreat, right? They serve two different purposes. But this one, planning a personal retreat, is just something that I think all of us can implement in our lives. Maybe you already do. But my challenge for you is to plan a personal retreat for yourself this summer or during the next 3 months if you're able. Okay, so what is a personal retreat, Kaylin? Like, never heard of it. Don't really understand the concept. I mean, basically it's a day or, you know, a couple of days that's just for you. Just for you. Does that sound crazy? It shouldn't be that crazy, but I know how full life is. We are living in a world full of caregiving, students, kids, spouses, bills, Instagram algorithms, you know, just so much noise, so much pressure, so many demands on our time. I'm wondering, how do you calm that noise? How do you nurture the most important relationship within your life, your relationship with yourself? Like, do you have a habit of calming down and spending time with yourself in this season of your life? Do you give yourself what you need? Do you care for yourself in the way that you are constantly caring for others? And think about it, as artists, your connection to yourself actually helps you facilitate your best work, right? If thinking of this idea of a personal retreat is a career necessity, like if that helps you let go of some of the guilt around planning one for yourself, let's just call it a business tactic, right? But really, we shouldn't feel guilty about carving out time for ourselves, time to retreat. Friends, you do not need to earn rest. I, Kaylin, I do not need to earn rest. Say it with me. Say it out loud. I do not need to earn rest. One more time. I do not need to earn rest. A personal retreat should not be a reward for hard work. We should normalize the necessity of retreating and resting just because we are human beings. If you are a person who needs a kick in the pants to make something like this happen, or an arbitrary person in their life to give them permission, here I am. I'm giving you permission. I'm handing you the golden ticket. Feel my swift kick in your behind. I'm waving my magic wand and granting you permission to do this. Take some time for yourself. You deserve time, space, and resources to be spent on you. Okay, off my soapbox, I'm going to actually give you some helpful strategies now for how to plan a personal retreat. So I've got six strategies for you that I'm going to walk you through. And I hope they're really helpful. I hope they spark some inspiration, and I hope they feel, you know, like something that you can actually set out to do, but yet that is flexible enough that it can fit into your life. Okay, so the first strategy, number one, you got to block your time, right? Starts with time. I would say minimum 6 hours. You can carve out 6 hours for yourself. I would say maximum 48 hours. You know, this is not meant to be like, what I'm talking about in this episode is a short, you know, 1 to 2 day personal retreat. It's meant to be something that you can replicate. And my suggestion is that you replicate this once a quarter, ideally, or twice a year, definitely once a year. It begins with having that hard conversation about setting this up for yourself. You might have to ask for help. You might have to buck up and demand, this is something I need. If you have to make this a birthday gift or a Christmas gift for yourself from, you know, spouse or family, that's fine. I think it shouldn't feel like a super special thing. I think this should become normal. Like, we should normalize this routine and we should make it part of our lives. I promise you, this conversation will get easier over time. Sometimes that first one is just a big hump to get over. But first strategy, number one, is get your ducks in a row, block the time, figure out when you're going to do this, pull out your schedule, pull out your planner, get your childcare lined up, and block in your day. All right, number two. My second strategy is that I want you to name what matters to you about your personal retreat. And this is a principle I picked up through The Lazy Genius by Kendra Adachi, which is a book and a podcast that I really love, would highly recommend. Kendra actually also has a podcast episode about planning a personal retreat that I was inspired by. And yeah, she's just amazing. I love what she talks about and, you know, just kind of the principles that she shares for being a person in the world. Kendra almost always starts with the principle of naming what matters in whatever she's doing. And I have really adopted it as well. This is so powerful. So in this context, name what matters to you as you are planning your personal retreat. Is it rest? Quiet? Is it seeing art? Is it connecting with parts of you that you've tucked in a back drawer that you haven't, you know, thought about in 5, 10 years? Name what matters, and naming what matters in the context of planning this retreat is about connecting with what you are needing in this season. I'd encourage you to only identify one or two things that really matter to you about this block of time. You don't want to overcomplicate it. So pick one or two things that really matter for you in planning this personal retreat and let those one or two things be your guidepost for how you schedule your day. I'm so pleased to share that this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast is sponsored by Annie's Kit Clubs. Annie's Kit Clubs brings craft and art supplies right to your doorstep. From woodworking to beading, knitting to card making, crochet, quilting, and more, you can join a kit club and ready-to-go craft kits are mailed straight to your home on a regular basis. No prep work required. Such a fun and easy way to learn a new technique or gain inspiration by folks at Annie's who make it easy for you to try your hand at a new medium. Annie's kit clubs come packaged with materials and instructions for each project. So once it hits your doorstep, you can jump right in. I love this. Use promo code ARTISTMOTHER75 to take 75% off your first month of a kit subscription. Find out more at annieskitclubs.com. These kits would be a super fun way to get your kiddos involved in art and crafting without the burden of them going through all of your studio materials or making a mess with your stuff. Try out the Simply Beads kit to learn the art of jewelry making, knit your own socks with the Love to Knit kit, learn the art of crochet and create unique Afghan squares with the Afghan Block of the Month Club or their Moroccan Tile Crochet Club. That sounds very fancy. There's even a Young Woodworkers kit club, which would be so fun for kids, and a Charm Pack Club, which brings you 42-piece charm packs from America's top fabric designers. So once again, to get inspiration and supplies straight to your door, check out Annie's Kit Clubs and use promo code ARTISTMOTHER75 to take 75%, thank you Annie's, off your first month of a kit subscription. Find out more at annieskitclubs.com. That's AnnieskitClubs.com. Thank you so much, Annie's Kit Clubs, for supporting and sponsoring the Artist Mother Podcast. The third strategy that I'd recommend is that you plan ahead so that you feel cared for. Plan ahead for your future self. You spend so much of your time thinking ahead for others, right? You prep lunches, you save for family vacations, you give mental energy to caregiving in the future, you do a lot for the future of other people. You prepare and you plan. Take a little of that energy and turn it on yourself. Call ahead and make a reservation at your favorite restaurant. Sketch out a loose plan for how you'd like the day to go based on what matters to you. And if you're like, I don't want to have this super planned out day, Kaylin, I just want to have time blocked out to do whatever I want. If spontaneity is what you're craving, I'd still encourage you to set a specific time aside for that spontaneity. So, you know, have a purpose within that. Block in 2 hours for wandering or letting the day take you where it will. But if you have a window carved out for that, I think that little bit of structure is better. Otherwise, at least what would happen to me is I probably wouldn't do it. I would fill it in with errands or I would cut it short or whatever. So put some energy into preparing and planning a day that feels really special to you, where you feel like the star, where you feel that premeditated care that went into the day. I promise you, you won't regret putting in a little bit of time and energy to plan ahead and feel some love from yourself. during this time. Okay, the fourth strategy in planning a personal retreat is sometime during the retreat, doing some writing and reflection. I highly encourage you to sit down at a cafe. I personally love taking myself out to dinner at a favorite restaurant and just sitting there for a few hours. Order an appetizer, a glass of wine, take your time eating your meals, and bring along a book, a journal, a pencil, pen, your phone if you want to record yourself some voice memos. Gotta do a shameless plug here for the Manifesting Magic Planner, which you can find on Amazon. There's great writing prompts already within that planner, and I use it all the time to sit and reflect in moments like this. So really just using your personal retreat to recenter, to ground yourself, to slow down your mind, to sit and think, to turn inward, right? I have had some incredible gems of like self-actualizations, realizations that have come up for me because I carved out just a few hours to sit and think and let my mind wander and go where it wanted to go, and turning my thoughts inward. So I want you to come up with your own plan for how you want to spend your thinking time or your writing and reflection time during this personal retreat. But definitely prioritize this. And I wrote out a few prompts for you to use in your writing or your reflection time during your retreat. So here's five prompts that you can use to respond to. Number one, how are you feeling in this season of life? What emotions come up for you most often? Number two, what are your biggest needs right now? Number three, what makes you feel most like yourself? And how can you implement snippets of that in your schedule more consistently? Number four, what are some things that you are doing right now that you are really proud of? And number five, what do you love most about yourself? That last question just overwhelms me and makes me feel a little bit nervous, but that's probably means it's the one that I need to spend some time with and answer for myself, you know? Again, those questions are designed to turn your thoughts inward, to help you process all you're doing and to love on yourself a little bit, right? It's not about pointing you to all the work that you need to do, you know, the to-do lists that are mounting and rising, but just to turn inward and show a little love and appreciation for yourself. Okay, number five, my fifth strategy for planning your personal retreat is to prioritize something that brings you joy that you, quote unquote, never have time for. Like, what is the thing that, you know, maybe you see friends doing or you used to do in the past that you dream of doing this thing? It's probably something kind of simple, but you just feel like you don't have time for it in your life right now. A few examples are actually going to a bookstore and getting a coffee and sitting down and browsing books. Like, that to me sounds like heaven, and I feel like I never have time to do that. So that would be a great thing to do on a personal retreat. Another example of this for me is thrifting, like just taking my time browsing through antique stores or thrift stores or estate sales. You know, that's just not something that I get to do in a leisurely, enjoyable fashion, like maybe picking up a coffee at a coffee shop before while I do that. Like, you know, going to a thrift store with my kids, I do make it happen because I source materials for my art that way sometimes, but it's stressful. It's not enjoyable. So, you know, doing something that maybe you like have to do out of necessity, but you actually enjoy doing yourself, doing it in a way, doing it alone so that you can like actually take your time and enjoy it, right? Going on a long walk without the pressure of like, I gotta burn a certain amount of calories, or I got to get a certain amount of miles in to meet a goal. Like, no, just like walk a neighborhood or go walk in a park, like, and let that be your spontaneity. Let that be your no agenda, right? Maybe walking around an art gallery for a few hours at your own pace, not going there to check a box off your career list, but just genuinely taking time to slow down and do something just for you at your own pace. So number five is prioritizing something that brings you joy that you never have time for, quote unquote, and, you know, doing it at your own pace. All right. And finally, number six, my sixth and final strategy for planning your personal retreat is to let go of expectations and form a plan B. So I don't want you to let the promise of this retreat be this like magical experience that you put so much energy and time into, and you just have these super high expectations. I don't want that to set you up for failure, right? This personal retreat day might actually feel a bit uncomfortable once you get to experiencing it, especially if it's your first one. If you're going at 90 miles an hour, you know, and you all of a sudden get to slow down, like you might feel a little restless, you might feel a little frustrated, and it might not feel that good to turn inward. You might lean back into old habits of thinking what you've been conditioned to believe, that you are, you know, only worthy when you're productive. You might start jumping into running errands or planning out your next painting series, or falling into the trap of feeling like you have to utilize the time to get something done. So I want you to try your best to release your expectations of the retreat day. It's not meant to be an adult version of Disneyland, although if it goes well, it might feel like that. But it's really about the practice, about implementing practices of, you know, slowing down, of resting, of taking deep breaths, normalizing this, finding pleasure in time with yourself, nurturing your relationship with yourself, and enjoying moments alone. So don't expect it to be perfect. You don't have to beat yourself up or call it wasted time if the day wasn't exactly what you envisioned, right? This is about the practice of incorporating rest and rejuvenation into our personal lives. It's about connecting with ourselves, seeing ourselves the way we see others, and caring for ourselves the way we care for others. So lower your expectations and ground yourself in what really matters about this experience for you. Also, have a plan B in place if you can't settle in, or if chaos unfolds at your home, if you're interrupted. I think it's a good idea to know what your plan B is, or what your strategy is for, you know, making this still happen, for allowing you to connect with what really matters to you in this context in case your plans get foiled. So maybe it's making sure you have a backup date on the calendar, or, you know, a backup babysitter on call. So have a plan B and let go of expectations. Okay, friends, I hope that was helpful. Let's bring it back to the top and, you know, circle back. I've just shared six strategies with you for creating your own personal retreat. A reminder that a personal retreat is about connecting with yourself. This is not a goal-setting retreat. It's not a professional practices retreat, an art career retreat. It's not an art residency. Maybe I'll lay out some plans for future episodes for sharing strategies for how to approach those things. This is, you know, a challenge for you to plan a personal retreat for yourself over the next few months. Reminder, you deserve it just for being you, for being human, okay? You deserve rest, retreat, relaxation. Thanks for listening, and please share this episode with a friend, or even plan a personal retreat together. You know, have an accountability buddy that you can hold accountable and say, did you do your retreat yet? Nope, not yet. What are you going to do? Share your plans, or, you know, do it together. All right. Sending so much love your way. Thanks, friends. The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.